This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. There are so many seasonal celebrations going on right now. There are light shows and special music, good food and spirits. Our Things to Do curator Tanya Pendleton spreads the good cheer with some ho-ho holiday options for the weekend ahead. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. As we all know, the holiday season can be so rewarding, but it can also be so stressful. The Eric Mantel Quartet is coming to the rescue and to the Baby Grand at the Wilmington Opera House. His quartet plays original jazz, but this time of year, they also play the music of Vince Guaraldi.
Oh, he's one of my favorite jazz pianists.
Well, he's the composer best known for A Charlie Brown Christmas, as you must know. Did you know he did the music, though, for 17 Charlie Brown specials?
Oh, yeah. I like the songs Lucy and Linus, Skating, and that music just always sets a really great mood.
It really does. Eric Mantel and his quartet will play a little Charlie Brown and a little of their own compositions on Friday night starting at 8 p.m.
That's going to bring back so many memories. Are there other seasonal concerts on your holiday menu this week?
Jennifer, you're going to enjoy this one, and so will anyone who loves a big brass instrument. It's Tuba Christmas at the Kimmel Center. It's an annual celebration inspired by music teacher William J. Bell, who was born on Christmas Day. It's now in its 46th year, and it's celebrated all around the country and the world. And it's happening here on Sunday at the Kimmel Center for two shows, noon and 6 p.m.
I'm thinking there are going to be a lot of bands missing their tuba players on Sunday. The event is really different and free. It is always great during the holidays.
There you go. You know what else is great during the holidays? Caffeine and beer, depending on your personal preference.
I like both. How do they work together?
Well, this weekend, you can find them at the same place at the same time. The Greater Philadelphia Expo Center is hosting not one, but two festivals this weekend. The Beer and Cider Festival and the Coffee and Tea Festival. So you have the choice. The Beer and Cider Festival is only on Saturday, but the Coffee and Tea Festival is on Saturday and Sunday. Now, you can find that ticket info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
I can go to both. Both festivals on one ticket?
Well, no, they might be in the same place, but they are actually two separate events. But on Saturday, you could pay and go to both. Now, I'd suggest hitting up the Beer and Cider Festival first so that the caffeine kicks in for the drive home. You can also bring a designated driver, but for the Beer and Cider Festival, all attendees, including your designated driver, must be 21.
Gotcha.
Now I've got something else for the post-21 crowd.
Okay, what's that?
Looking a little beyond the weekend, we've got the Senior Holiday Gala on Tuesday.
Raindrops and roses and whiskers.
Now how senior is senior?
Now, this is for the 55 and up crowd, the fun crowd. It's an annual event that combines information on services and resources for seniors with a holiday get-together. It happens Tuesday at the Philadelphia Downtown Marriott. It starts at 11 a.m. with the vendors that provide resources, and at noon is when the ball gets started. It is ticketed, but it's $25, and it's something nice to do for the senior in your life.
It sounds like a way to support folks who, you know, as you get older, sometimes you have less family around or
right.
Folks to do things with. So it sounds like a great, great thing to do.
I think so. Now for our senior hip-hop fans.
Hip-hop seniors. I like that.
It's going to be a Wu-Tang Christmas. Ghostface is coming.
Ghostface.
He's at the Ardmore Music Hall, and the show starts at 8, but there are opening acts, so you can get there a little later.
Ghostface Killa, one of the many members of Wu-Tang Clan. Well, how old are the Wu-Tang? How old is
everybody
Ghostface
in Wu-Tang is like in
50s?
Their mid to late 40s,
oh, 40s?
If not early 50s.
It's going to be really high energy.
I think so. And despite the fact that it's Friday the 13th, but hey, we're not superstitious around here. So go on to the show and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Where can we go for more information?
WHYY.org/things-to-do, where you can find out where to have breakfast with Santa in South Jersey and get some information on one of the area's biggest holiday parades.
Perfect. Tanya, whatever you do, have a great weekend.
You do the same, Jennifer.